And now, the Goldbergs. There were strange heads sleeping under the Goldberg roof all last night. And the strangest of all were the woman and the child the Goldbergs discovered in their barn. These unfortunate people were given a bed by Molly, a door to close against the outside world, and peace for a night. Just who they are and what they are, Molly doesn't know. And this morning, as she gets up, accompanied by the rooster, the cat, and the dog, Molly begins her new day, almost like every other, but not quite the same.
Come, Freddy. Come outdoors now. Come outdoors. Come. I don't want you to wake up the whole house. I want everybody to sleep here. Come, I'll give you your milk. Come. All right, over there. Don't slap up my kitchen for me. So maybe I wouldn't have to stop for that. Go.
Good
morning. Oh. Morning, Birdie.
What time is that?
Very early in the a.m. Why are you up so early?
Oh, I couldn't sleep, Mrs. Goldberg. Not a wink.
Sit down, Birdie. You're so nervous, Birdie, just because a stranger and a little boy slept in the house. What are you going to do when you'll be living in your trailer?
Oh, that's different. My husband and my child will be with me. I'm a different woman with my husband with me. Of course, financially, he's never been much security for me. But he more than makes up for it spiritually. I feel protected when I'm with him. That's why I'm so handicapped. Another woman who suffered so much privation would have left him long ago. I can't. Oh, is that coffee you're making?
Yes, Birdie. Would you mind helping to tell them to sleep? I just want to scribble off a few words so it'll go off on the morning's mail. If not, I wouldn't have time. And that's how the days roll away and my correspondence gets null and void.
The same with me. I'm a very poor correspondent. And that shouldn't be, because I'm a fluent conversationalist.
Yeah? Birdie, and how is your spelling?
Very good.
Birdie, the circumstances is with a C or with a N?
With a C, a C.
Oh, C, I have C.
C-E-R-C-U-M-S-T-A-N-C-E-S.
That's the spell, Birdie. C-E-R-C-U-M-S-T-A-N-C-E-S. Thank you. The coffee's not quite good, Birdie.
I'll wait.
All right.
Are you writing about what happened here last night?
No, I'm mentioning Mr. Allison Slither.
Oh, those people. Seymour wrote us all about that. How is Sylvia? Is she behaving? I hope she's taking care of her poor dear sister.
She's going to go right to college this winter.
She didn't have to learn. From what Seymour told me, she seemed to know all the answers.
Well, maybe not the right answers.
Is the father's marriage working out?
Well, the letter says they're very happy.
Happy? Happy. The whole struggle in life is to be happy. And who knows when they're happy. That's the whole tragedy of life. The only time you know you were happy is when you're looking back in perspective. For instance, I should be very happy this very minute. I'm in the country. I see a future with my beauty business. And with all that, I'm depressed. When you're sensitive, Mrs. Goldberg, you can't be oblivious to the unhappiness of others.
Of course, Birdie.
That poor woman upstairs and the child. I'm a mother, too. That's what... Oh, Mrs. Goldberg, you spelled education wrong. It isn't edge. It's E-D-G-E. Oh. No.
How?
No. Education.
Thank you very much. E-D. I'll fix it after. I'll fix it after, Eddie. No, Rosalie will write it over for me. Well, I wouldn't be a jiffy. I have to go over to my neighbor.
Are you going to tell them about the woman and the child?
Well,
I would.
There's nothing to tell, Birdie.
Yeah.
Rosalie?
Where are you going, Ma?
I'll be right back. Why are you up so early?
I want to see the time.
Is everything quiet upstairs? I didn't hear anybody.
So be quiet down here, you hear, darling? If the poor woman is sleeping, let her sleep, and the child also. Let them sleep as late as possible. You go also back to take a snooze. Look at the rings in your eyes, Rosalie. Wait, buddy, the cough is not quite
I'm watching it. I'll be right back.
I'm going to go to the back. Maybe I wouldn't have enough time to make it so
you're a very restless sleeper, aren't you, Bertie?
Extremely. I couldn't sleep knowing that there were strangers in the house. I just couldn't. Would you mind getting me a cup, Rosie, please?
They're right over there in the cupboard. You don't mind if I go back to bed?
Of course not.
I'll close this door so we won't disturb anybody.
Okay-o. I'll just have a cup of coffee, and now that it's morning, maybe I'll be able to get a little sleep also. I'll be right up.
All right.
Look out, Kitty. Go away. I don't like cats. Go away. I'm a pony. Pretty little puppy. Go away, pussy. I don't want you around. Oh, don't knock. Nobody is here and everybody's asleep. Well, I hope nothing else happens. It's like a haunted house here. People hiding and knocking. Go away, Kitty. Oh, go away. God, I don't know what I'm doing.
Mommy?
Who's Mr. Boughton?
The man who's just driving over.
I don't know. I wouldn't let him in.
He's our neighbor. He's the farmer that delivers our milk.
Well, you have your own cows, I thought.
Well, maybe my mother wanted more milk because of the extra people we have. And our cow isn't giving so much milk because she's going to have a calf.
No, I don't know. And when he knocks suddenly...
Not so loud, Bertie, please. He'll wake everybody up.
Okay-o. Is it all right if I take my coffee upstairs? I'll enjoy it better and better if I may.
Of course.
Do you mind taking it up for me, Rosie? My hands are trembling, so I'm very nervous with all this unusual going on. Strange people found in barns.
I'll take your coffee.
Oh, I'm very sorry, Rosie.
The door open.
I know. If I force, I'm silly,
Brad,
Rosie.
Many people don't like
so much. Molly, I want to... Molly. Molly. Look out, Kitty.
You looking for something, Paul?
Yes. Mama and the bicarbonate.
Did you feel well, Paul?
Who could feel well after such a night? Here's the bicarbonate, chemist. Stir me up.
All right. One spoon or two.
I make it three.
That's too much, Paul.
Not for the way I feel.
I don't call you.
Molly, where were you?
I was over to my... to get to make...
Is anybody else?
I'm somebody, no.
Oh, he said not. Well, what does Mr. Boughton want?
I didn't see Mr. Boughton.
Why, I saw his milk truck stop from Mike's window, I saw it. Oh, his telephone is now in the middle of the morning. Boughton only did a... Hello? Yes, Mr. Boughton? Well, I'm sorry I missed you. I saw your truck stopping. No, I wasn't home. Yes?
What, yes?
What?
What is it, Molly?
What is Dr. Sebastian?
What is it, Molly?
From who?
What who?
Where did you put it?
Put it what?
Family run quick.
Run where, Ma? What is it?
Molly, let me hear her voice.
Bring it quickly.
Molly, what is it?
I said the mailbox, family.
I'm going, Ma, but what is it?
Molly.
Just a minute, Mr. Boughton.
Molly.
Family, don't stand. Just a minute, Mr. Boughton. Is Mr. Goldberg.
What is it, Molly?
Answer it, Jason. Sammy, you can't open the mailbox without the key.
But Molly, what is it?
Wait, please, take the phone, Jason. Mr. Boughton is hanging.
The excitement in Molly's voice and attitude communicates itself to everyone around her. Mr. Boughton's story and the note he delivered is going to communicate much more.